This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. We talk at length about the diseases that could affect the livestock industry, whether it's H5N1, PRRS, bovine respiratory disease, and much more. One of the things we've been blessed not to discuss is African swine fever or any foreign animal disease of that caliber. We know that there are plans in place and that there are different agencies that have different jobs to do in the event of a major disease scenario. So what does that look like on the state and federal response level? The first several hours are key to get the information out. On Tuesday, Farm Broadcaster sat down with veterinarians, state commodity organizations, state vets, and the chief vet of the USDA APHIS to find out what happens after a diagnosis has been made. We'll hear more about that next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your Soy Checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association is proud to celebrate 60 years of moving our industry forward.
Yesterday at the NAFB convention in Kansas City, we went through a scenario play-by-play of if a disease outbreak was discovered at a hog farm. I stress again, this was only a scenario. At this point in the discussion, we are talking about what happens after a disease has been confirmed, something of the African swine fever variety or on that scale. Dr. Justin Smith is a Kansas Animal Health Commissioner and state veterinarian, and he talks about what happens at the moment a major disease is confirmed.
We would, in this case, this disease, we would ask for 72-hour at minimum shutdown. We would ask that all susceptible species and all susceptible product would be stopped. The goal is with this is to land the planes, for lack of a better way of saying it, and to allow us to get our hands around it, to understand the tracing, what other facilities may have been exposed, where did it come from, you know, what other opportunities can we do out there with surveillance prior to initiating continued movement. We're going to do that in conjunction with USDA, knowing full well that once we start a stop movement, we got to figure out a way to get rid of the stop movement. And so we're going to be working through that plans. What does that permitting process look like for continuity of business and commerce and as well as commodities out there? So
USDA APHIS Chief Veterinarian Dr. Rosemary Sifford talks about what USDA does in that situation if a response is deemed necessary.
From the USDA perspective, again, we'd be working very closely with Kansas for us to issue a 72-hour stop movement nationally. We would ask the secretary to issue an emergency order to put that stop movement in place. And then we would be working really closely with the Kansas team to do the further investigation to determine how wide that needs to be. So the goal is to, by the end of that 72 hours, to be able to make a determination about what other areas might be affected. And if there are parts of the country that we are confident do not have any affected animals, that we could release those areas. And then in areas where we still have concern, as Dr. Smith was saying, working with the states, if there are multiple states involved at that point, to figure out how we're going to issue permits to move, make necessary movements be able to happen.
The next step is reassuring our trade partners that things are under control.
And then for us, the trade piece would definitely be a heavy piece for us, that we would be communicating with our trading partners. These are the actions that we've taken. We have a high level of confidence that these areas are free and are safe. You know, product from these areas is safe, and this is the area that we're focused on.
Have more at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.